This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Belarusian opposition candidate Svyatlana Tsiyanouskaya announced in a video from Lithuania released Monday that she is ready to become the leader of the country. She said in part, quote, "I am ready to take on the responsibility and become the national leader in this period with the goal of calming the situation and entering into a normal period," end quote. This as the pressure for President Alexander Lukashenko to step down continues after thousands of protesters flooded the country's capital Sunday. The protests have been a constant after the August 9th presidential election that gave the six-term president more than 80% of the vote amid allegations of widespread vote rigging. The Belarusian ambassador to Slovakia says he believes he is not alone in supporting the protesters.
I have a feeling that a lot of colleagues should share my statements, my position. But of course, they have fears. They do not want to be fired.
European Union leaders will hold emergency video talks Wednesday to discuss the crisis in Belarus, where protests are swelling against the disputed re-election of President Lukashenko. The summit was called by EU Council President Charles Michel after Moscow said it was ready to provide military help to its ally, Lukashenko, who has ruled Belarus for 26 years. A European source said Michel decided to call the summit in view of the spike in tensions over the weekend. Ahead of Wednesday's call, Poland's deputy foreign minister said Monday European Union funds should be used to support Belarus. From Washington, this is VOA News. New findings out Monday show an alarming spike in attacks against humanitarian workers last year, including in part of Africa's Sahel region. That's where some of the latest attacks took place last week against French and Nigerian nationals. France held a memorial ceremony Friday for six French aid workers killed in Niger August 9th, along with two Nigerians. The Trump administration announced Monday it will further tighten restrictions in Huawei Technologies company aimed at cracking down on its access to commercially available chips. The U.S. Commerce Department actions will expand restrictions announced in May aimed at preventing the Chinese telecommunications giant from obtaining semiconductors without a special license, including chips made by foreign firms that have been developed or produced with U.S. software or technology. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the rule change, quote, will prevent Huawei from circumventing U.S. laws through alternative chip production and provision of off-the-shelf chips, end quote. New Zealand's general election due next month has been postponed for 4 weeks because of a spike in coronavirus cases. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says the new October 17th date gives parties the opportunity to plan their campaigns around any COVID-19 restrictions. She says the reemergence of COVID in Auckland at the beginning of the formal campaign period has been cause for concern.
I should be clear that the Electoral Commission since April has planned for a range of scenarios, including the possibility of an election period where the country is at alert level 2, and with some areas of the country at alert level 3.
The Prime Minister had been under increasing pressure to delay the September election. Most campaigning has been halted by a spike in coronavirus cases in Auckland, which is under a two-week lockdown. The Czech government will make the wearing of face masks mandatory again starting September 1st on public transport and in many indoor public venues following a resurgence of coronavirus infections and ahead of what it expects to be a tough autumn. Norway's intelligence service said Monday its agents had arrested a Norwegian man suspected of providing state secrets to a foreign power. He was arrested Saturday in Oslo and was due to appear at a custody hearing before a judge Monday. He risks 15 years in prison if found guilty of espionage. Monday, Cyprus criticized European Union partners over what it said was diffidence amounting to a policy of appeasement in dealing with Turkey, locked in a standoff with Cyprus and Greece over energy exploration in the eastern Mediterranean. And U.S. Democrats are opening their national convention Monday, a four-day virtual affair with delegates and speakers scattered across the country. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.